This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about the trap of comparing ourselves to others. And sometimes the first inclination to compare ourselves is when someone has just as much as we have, but they got it unfairly. And this reminds me of the parable about the workers in the vineyard. So this master went into the marketplace and hired laborers to work in his vineyard. Now, during these days, the workday was about 12 hours, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., and a day's wage was one denarius. So the first set of workers he hired agreed to be paid one denarius for the day. Although he went back to this marketplace several times throughout the day, hiring more and more workers. Now, this master even went to the marketplace at 5 p.m., the 11th hour of a 12-hour workday, and asked the people, "Why do you stand here idle all day?" They said, "Because no one has hired us." The master hired them on the spot. At the end of the day, the master told the foreman to pay all of the workers and begin by paying the last workers first. When those who started at 6 a.m. saw those who started at 5 p.m. were paid one denarius, they assumed they would be paid more. And when they weren't, they went away angry. These workers could have been left in the marketplace with no work for the entire day, but they were chosen to work and were paid the salary they agreed to. Yet they measured their worth in direct correlation to others and missed that opportunity to be grateful for the way that God had blessed them. I have been in the same place as these workers, and here are the words I use to help me. Do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a worker who has no need to be ashamed, rightly handling the word of truth. 2 Timothy 2:15. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, avoid the comparison trap.